studio smelling fantastic this morning because our friend Frode Tilden has brought in, I call it glog, but he always corrects me and says it's glug. His 20th annual traditional Norse Christmas event is coming up Saturday, December 6th. Good morning to you, Frode.
Good morning.
I remember when you first started this and the fact that you're going 20 years strong. You've got to be pretty proud of the community. I mean, we've got a lot of Norwegians around here. Your people, you got to be pretty proud of them for continuing to support you year after year and bringing a taste of home and culture here to Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, it's incredible to come here to the community and do this. And a lot of my volunteers are repeated people every year, so it's really nice to see them helping. And it's an ongoing thing. And so 2-3 months planning, and then it's like...
It's a big event to get ready. In addition to the planning, just for you to get the food and everything mm-hmm. ready and the bands lined up, there's yep. work involved here.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And I kind of joke, maybe the hardest work is to try to get you radio people to respond on my messages.
I woke up in the middle of the night, I saw Frode's text, and I ignored him, but he retexted me. It's all good. Yeah, we love having you on, and I just think this is a cool kidding. Event, so I'm glad that you did message me back. So for those who've never been here, we've got music, we've got food. Give us a little sample of what somebody can expect if they would be a first-timer coming.
Yeah, you'll expect a lot of scents and smell and good tastes when you come into the Sons of Norway and the Troll Lounge downtown Fargo. This year, we're going to have the real roasted pork belly. It's a really good...
You sent me a picture of that. Picture. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. Jacob, the chef cook there now, we were working really hard to try to find pork belly without cutting the fat off, because usually on that slab of meat, you cut the fat off, but this type we're
it's
not...
traditional,
want.
Right?
Yeah, we want to have it on to make it more fatty.
And it looks sounds pretty, weird, but too. Some people love to eat the fat.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the crispy part there on the picture, so it's really good. And we're going to have salmon as another protein. Actually, I see all the tickets they're taking in, and lots of people are actually picking salmon too. So
a lot
that's
of people
really
love
good.
Salmon. Yeah. Why don't you do lutefisk at this event?
Well, that's a different event and different time.
You can get plenty of lutefisk at the Sons of Norway throughout the season.
Yeah, November 16th, we're having the next lutefisk.
Okay, so those of you, and there's people that look forward to that. Do you love the lutefisk too, I would imagine?
I love that.
You grew up eating it.
Yep, I'm serving it too, so everybody comes through, we'll give them a slab of lutefisk too.
Can I just ask, does that permeate your clothing and hair? Oh, he doesn't have much hair, but does that permeate
if he likes it, he probably doesn't notice.
But do you smell it once you're done cooking it and serving it? I would imagine it kind of sticks
with
you.
There's no stinks with it. People say that word wrongly, but you probably...
It's a pleasant smell.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably if I smell the shirt, on Monday morning, it's like, I was at Sons of Norway yesterday.
Yeah, that's fun.
So anyway, so then we have a little, appetizer table as well. We have lingonberry meatballs and other goodies there. And then for the dessert, we have the Norwegian wedding cake, kransekake, and lefse. From Carl's in Holly, that's the best one I think around here. And Kromkake, we have some rømmegrøt, and that's really a good popular thing. And on Sunday, we made 25 gallons of this beautiful glug that takes 4 or 5 hours
so
to
good.
Do. So it's
okay, so obviously cinnamon is the big smell, but and there's oranges. What's all in here? Can you give us an idea?
Well, there's a couple things I don't want to disclose.
No, you don't have to tell us everything. We don't want all your secrets, Frode.
Oh, yeah, that's good. The cinnamon sticks are a big one. There's 5 pounds of it in there, and it's $25 a pound these days. So, anyway, and this whole cloves, there's some fresh ginger, some light brown sugar, and then some oranges. And the big one, too, is a blueberry concentrate that I get from IKEA. So thanks, Sweden.
Nice. There you go. This is
you get it from IKEA?
Yeah.
That's no
funny.
Kidding.
Yeah, there's a 5.5 liter bottles that you can get different concentrate and you mix it up.
Like the rest of stuff at IKEA, do you have to put it together? I'm just kidding.
Well, you have to get the glug.
Now, this is alcohol free. Does it get spiked, or do you have spiked stuff later in the evening, or do you have options?
Yeah, at the Troll Lounge or at the bar there, you can get any alcohol you want to mix it with, for example, vodka. Or red wine or brandy, whatever you want to feel to put in it.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
So, yeah.
What do you normally put in it?
I like vodka in it.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Right. If somebody leaves this event hungry, it's their own darn fault, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have The Crop Dusters are playing in the Throw Lounge.
Crop Dusters are awesome. Yes. They really are.
Nathan and Duster are playing the duo show at the Throw Lounge. Okay. 4 to 7 for that people to hang around before and after the dinner. The first dinner is at 3:30. It's a basic sit-down buffet. and then Kyle Colby, fantastic guy from Detroit Lakes, he will play like background music during the sit-down dinner. So he's a double duty. I have two dinners to play for you playing a long time.
Nice.
And then after all the fun things are done, I think we're going to have the Nordic dancers as well. Like last year, we had some folk dancing in there. And then about 8:30, 9 o'clock, the front fenders will kick it off with some dancing to midnight. So,
if you're in the first seating at 3:30, they've got first seating's 3:30, the second one's at 6 o'clock. Do you clear out everybody from the first seating?
Yes.
Okay, so they can't stay all night. So if you want to stay later.
You can stay. That's why the Throw Lounge open. You can lounge in there with the band and everything.
Okay.
Or you can come leave and come back later. So it's many different opportunities to do there. But, yeah, we need to clear the tables, set all new tables again. We're 160 seating per seating.
So
I sell about 70, 80 tickets for the 6 and 50 for the 3:30 now. So we're almost halfway there. So you better get your tickets. 2 years ago, I sold out yesterday. So it's I think it's maybe a little slower time right now because of everything that goes on around us. But
And Stabo, the Scandinavian Imports downtown, I know they always help you out with ticket sales.
Yep.
Is there an online way to get tickets, too?
Yep, you can online. You can get it at the Sons of Norway webpage. It's the SONFGO.org. So just search Sons of Norway, and you'll get the ticket link there. All my posters have a QR code. It's kind of hard for you guys to click that from your radio station. But I think Bonnie probably put up a little link and stuff on our Facebook page later today. So that's
subtle hint he wants me to do. I will podcast it and share it for
him. If you could, by chance, you know, just throw out that QR code, man.
Yeah,
just saying.
It's a wonderful thing. So that 3:30 dinner, we're going for $45, a little cheaper. We didn't sell out last year, and I think a lot of the people that come that time is not hard partiers like the rest of us. So they want to come and eat the dinner and go home and enjoy the evening and stuff. So then the 6 o'clock is more popular because that's more fun and people come early and they hang out around there and hang out all the night. And I have a lot of wonderful 25 volunteers that are helping out every year to clean tables and and do the make sure the tables of treats are full and just, you know, all the things you don't know happens around you still have to happen.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people come back year after year, just because you do it upright. So good for you. Again, Saturday, December 6th, there is a 3:30 seating for $45, another seating at 6 o'clock for $60. That's at the Sons of Norway Troll Lounge.
Yep.
And again, go to the Sons of Norway webpage or Stabo Scandinavian Imports to get your tickets. And don't wait, because
they will
sell out.
Yep. They will sold out every year. I don't really sell anything at the door because it's sold out many days or weeks before that. A couple more things. A lot of the proceeds for this, after I pay all the bills for all the bands and all the things and everything, proceeds goes to Norwegian culture and heritage programs like Sons of Norway Foundation or the youth club there or the Concordia Language Villages. The last 10 years or so, I've donated about $25,000 altogether for those things. So that's really fun to give back to the community as people support this as well. And in the picture on the poster this year is in memory of Carol Juven. And he was my specialty brown cheese cutter for 18 years.
Yeah.
And now Mark, his son says he's going to take over that tradition. So that'd be kind of cool to have that going on.
You bet. Well, you will have another successful year. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in and sharing, and thanks for the glug. Did I get it right this time? Glug?
Yep. Glug, glug.
Glug, glug.
It's like the sound when you're drinking it, Bonnie.
And then if you have the piece of chocolate I gave you first and then drink it, then it would be
even better.
Like,
milk chocolate fairy with tale chopped
hazelnuts. Fairy tale in
your mouth. I might fall asleep on the air here. And yes, I will get that podcast and share it on social media if you need to re-listen to stuff. Froda, thanks for your time. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
You bet. Froda Tilden, 20th annual traditional Norse Christmas event. Again, coming up Saturday, December 6th. Sons of Norway Troll Lounge. Get your tickets before they are gone.